USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there isn't anything wrong with asking foreign countries to investigate the Bidens. He says it happened to him.
I was investigated. I was investigated, and they think it could have been by UK. They think it could have been by Australia. They think it could have been by Italy. So when you get down to it, I was investigated by the Obama administration.
The president tells reporters his desire for China to investigate the Bidens is not linked to any trade deal. He also says the White House won't cooperate with the current House impeachment inquiry until a floor vote is taken. White House officials say there's a precedent in past impeachment inquiries for such a vote to be held on the floor of the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is under no obligation to hold a vote for an impeachment inquiry. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now. The nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
In Florida, there's been an arrest of a woman who had pipe bombs and apparently plans to use them. Investigators say the woman's parents made the initial discovery in their home southeast of Tampa. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says it was astonishing.
24 pipe bombs, smokeless pistol powder, fuse material, 23 different knives.
Cronister says there were more weapons and a stash of material about mass killings and domestic terrorism. In Hong Kong, there were more protests after a brand new crackdown. Chief Executive Carrie Lam enacted the Emergency Regulation Ordinance. It gives the government the power to enact any law they want. They now have banned the use of masks at public protests. The move comes after a marked escalation in the violence that's rocked Hong Kong since June and culminating in the police shooting an 18-year-old protester earlier this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
The latest jobs report shows unemployment has fell to a half-century low. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Non-farm employers adding approximately 136,000 jobs last month as compared to the 145,000 analysts were expecting. The September number is also well below the revised total of 168,000 new jobs for August. However, the unemployment rate fell 0.2% to a 50-year low of 3.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation reports the U.S. economy continues to grow, and consumer spending is still the primary engine behind the growth. USA's John Clemens reports.
Matthew Shea of the National Retail Federation says consumers are in good financial shape, and retailers expect a strong Christmas season.
We're forecasting that 2019 holiday retail sales are going to grow between 3.8% and 4.2% compared to 2018. That works out to something in the range of $727 billion to $730 billion for the season.
The National Retail Federation also expects online and other non-store sales to increase between 11 to 14% this Christmas. That's up to $166.9 billion. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.